Find a posture that's stable, comfortable, and supports wakefulness. Letting your weight rest fully on the chair and feeling the spine rising upwards, sensing the height of the body. Resting the hands on your thighs or in your lap to support your arms. Strong back, soft chest. And breathing, feeling the breath moving in the body. And taking this moment to acknowledge how we're feeling and any thoughts that may be present. Every time thoughts take our attention, gently guiding it back to the practice. Now taking our attention to the breath and letting the breath flow freely without forcing or controlling. Feeling the mind and body settle as our attention rests gently on the flow of breath. Saying to ourselves, may I be well. May I be well. Letting the words settle in the heart. Now feeling the breath flowing into the heart, bringing a sense of warmth and kindness. The kindly breath flowing in and flowing out. May I be happy. May I be happy. Allowing a response to come. Now bring to mind a child you care for. Focusing on what you enjoy in them and noticing your response, breathing with kindness, warmth, love, letting that kindness connect you to your child. Breathing with kindness and saying, may you be well. Letting the words sink in. May you be happy. Breathing. Connecting. Just being together in this moment. Now bring to mind a time when you found your child difficult and noticing the thoughts that arise, noticing any difficult feelings and how these feelings impact the body, any tightness or tension. Feeling what's there and, as best we can, just experiencing it with awareness and kindness. Breathing. Then turning to our child once again, connecting with them and asking, what do they need? And breathing. Breathing in kindness for ourselves. Breathing out kindness for both ourselves and our child. May we both be well. May we be happy. Sensing the power of being fully present in this moment and feeling connected. May we be well. May we be happy. And moving towards the end of this period of practice, becoming aware of the room and staying in touch with the practice as we draw it to a close.